Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, it's not like any program we've ever done before as we set our sights northward to a February 10th Ben Fuller concert at Phillips High School.
Who I am in the eyes of the Father, who I am is love set free. Who I was, I left at the altar, I am yours, Lord, I believe.
And all ticket sales are going to benefit the Northwoods Living Hope, a shelter for women and children. In fact, it's more than a shelter. We'll talk to the new director, Tammy Radetsky. That's coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. As I mentioned, this is different than any program we've ever done before, moving outside of the usual thinking of the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, Menominee, and moving northward to this concert, February 10th at Phillips High School in, of course, Phillips, Wisconsin. The doors will open at 5:30 with a special Q&A with artist Ben Fuller and his band at 6. Then King's Conquest, a local group, will perform at 6:30. And then Ben Fuller to help finish out the night. Tammy Radetsky and her husband Jeff are hugely instrumental and involved with this concert. I spoke with Tammy recently, and she tells me where they lived before moving to Phillips.
My husband and I, lived in Marshfield for many years, and recently, actually a little over a year ago, bought a cabin up in Phillips, Wisconsin. And it's funny how you just think you're buying a cabin, and then God seems to come in and say, oh no, you are to do so much more. So it went from a cabin to His calling us to live up here just this last May. So we officially moved up here in May. And after seeking the Lord basically all summer of what he would want me to do here, because in Marshfield, I worked at a domestic violence and addiction recovery, Shirley's House of Hope. And after being up here for a while, I really missed that. I really missed speaking into women's lives and sharing the gospel of Christ and the truth, the only truth that sets you free. And I really didn't think I was going to be starting a shelter because a couple people even asked me that. I'm like, well, that would be really difficult. God would have to, put all those details into place. And then I found out that there was a church up here that was opening or purchased a building, and they were thinking about doing emergency shelter. So I thought, well, I'm just hearing God's voice and checking out all the options of what I'm supposed to be doing. So I stopped in there one day, and they kind of looked at me, and I looked at them, and we just kind of went to tears. And here they had been looking for a facilitator for their building, and I was looking for purpose here in Phillips, Wisconsin. And so it was definitely God's plan. And so we are going to be opening any day, Northwoods Living Hope, and we are really excited about what God is doing in this small town in the Northwoods.
And again, as we mentioned earlier, all the ticket sales for this Friday, February 10th concert, Ben Fuller at Phillips High School, going to benefit the Northwoods Living Hope for women and children. But first, Tammy talks more about Shirley's House of Hope, where she got a lot of experience in Marshfield.
I started in 2009 as a volunteer, and then in 2018, I came on staff for 4 years, and I worked in development with donors and fundraising, and still taught class. I taught forgiveness and a lot of different classes that and so even as a mentor, too, so probably about 14 years I've been speaking into women's lives. And so it was really hard for me to leave that calling. But knowing that God was calling us to Phillips and for greater and different things, we moved this last May.
I asked Tammy Radetsky to tell us even more about Shirley's House of Hope, since it seems to me the vision for this new ministry in Phillips is looking to pattern itself very much after Shirley's House of Hope in Marshfield.
Well, Shirley's House of Hope is a 9-month healing program. And so women and children can come, and basically it's a healing program that they basically submit to. They are free to go at any time, but it is a program where they stay for 9 months. And then after the 9 months, there's another building that they can go to, which is the recovery center, where they can stay another year to 2 years. Shirley started out with being a domestic violence shelter and then realized that it's not just domestic violence. They use one to cope with another. So really, we added addiction services to what we did there. And because it's not only domestic violence, it's also addiction, it's also mental illness, it's also homelessness, really, it's all one. And so you can't do one without the other, is what we decided. And also, we had heard after much experience and research that it takes a year to 2 years to really break free from addiction, and takes time to start a new life. When people come, they a lot of times need help with their health. They haven't dealt with health issues. And so it takes a few months just to deal with some of those things before you can start pouring in the Word of God for transformation and a new life and a new renewing your mind. And so it's a day by day. And then with the recovery center part of it, they're able to come and go and have a job and also have that accountability, random drug testing. And so really it's that ongoing support as they're coming and going and doing life.
Tammy Radetzky says she's hoping to provide similar help at Northwoods Living Hope Shelter in Phillips.
Anchor of Truth Church, when I found out, when I stopped in that first time, and just to find out what they were doing, and they had just recently purchased a building and getting the building ready. It's very different than what I was used to, because it has three apartments and each apartment has two bedrooms. And so they'll be able to come and go. So it's a little bit more like our recovery center, where they'll be able to come and go and have a job, but we still will incorporate our program and provide safe shelter and that support and biblical counseling and life skill classes to bring healing from the inside to the outside and to empower people to know who they are in Christ. And so hopefully that they will receive and that transformation and not go back to the life that they once knew. And so each of our residents will go through an application process and will be evaluated on an individual basis. And every need is unique. And so they will have individual goals and just to be able to set a schedule. So many times they haven't even been able to have a schedule. Life just comes at them and they react. And so it's really life skills and bringing, you know, a whole new idea and way of life change for them.
And since God has provided someone who's covered all the costs to bring Ben Fuller to Phillips February 10th, 100% all of the ticket sales for the event all go to benefit Northwoods Living Hope, this shelter and addiction recovery center for women and children.
Right, right. It's kind of twofold, Mark, because when we came to Phillips, we just heard God calling us to bring the Big C Church into Phillips, Wisconsin, that one body of Christ working together. And so bringing in Ben Fuller is just a start of what I believe God wants us to do in this small town. And so we're looking at the future and working together with all of the clergy and working together as one. We're just going to see God move amazingly here. And then it just so happens that at the same time, Northwoods Living Hope is opening their doors and needing that funding. And so we're just really excited that the proceeds are all going to be able to go to Northwoods Living Hope. And I'm going to be the new facilitator. So we are looking forward to lives changed at Northwoods Living Hope as we are able to spread the word through the concert and through Ben's testimony. We're so excited, especially Ben's song is what I've really been praying, that who I am in the eyes of the Father and who I am is love set free.
Who I am in the eyes of the Father, who I am is love set free.
I believe that that lives are going to be set free on February 10th. And we are going to do it together as one body of Christ. And, of course, the Holy Spirit, we believe, is going to transform lives here in Phillips, Wisconsin.
As Tammy Radetsky and her husband are somewhat new to Phillips, how is she finding the Northwoods?
We have a community here that is so supportive of Northwoods Living Hope and just a shelter in town that because really the heart behind Pastor Larry and Beth of Anchor Truth Church, they've been helping people for years, you know, helping people, you know, temporary shelter, maybe in a motel here, or helping people through, you know, trouble with their finances, or just speaking truth and loving on people. They've been doing that for years, and they've actually had this vision of having a building. God had told Pastor Larry that he needed to have a building, and so they've been saving for this for years. And so for it to come to fruition, or, you know, here at the same time that I'm coming to Phillips, and then to see the outpouring support of the community has just been such a blessing. We know it's not going to be for everyone because it is a faith-based shelter. And so we believe in the transformation, empowering people to know who they are in Christ. And so we know that's not going to be for everyone, but we know that it's the only thing that works. It's the only thing that sets people free.
Tammy underscores the vision for Northwoods Living Hope is for it to be more than just a shelter for women and children, but also a place for them to receive the help that they need to break free from addictions that may have ensnared them.
Yes, I believe so. I think sometimes we don't even know, you know, that what we have is an addiction. And so they might say they're in domestic violence, but they don't even realize that they also have an addiction. Or most people that have an addiction have come from abuse. You know, it's hard to have an addiction without also have gone through abuse. And so that's why we believe that it is all one. And so I also feel that God has given me so much compassion and grace for people that are struggling, which I've already witnessed just talking with potential residents that are starting to call, that are just living in fear. And we know that Satan is isolating them, and they are without hope. And just to be able to speak hope into the lives of these women, I just look at God and just stand amazed that he's able to. And we know that he equips the called. So why even I can still be amazed? I think just like everyone else out there, is God just continues to do far more amazingly things than we can ever ask or imagine.
And finally, Tammy Radetsky gives one final appeal for you to get your tickets and plan to join them at Phillips High School February 10th. At 6 p.m. for the Ben Fuller concert.
Please purchase a ticket to come to the Northwoods. Just experience even winter up here. You can just feel the love of God just even entering our little small town. And Ben Fuller is coming on February 10th. And tickets are $25 for adults and $15 for any student. And under 5 is free. And so we hope to see you, not only to worship you, but just to experience what God is going to do here in this small town and in every individual life that is willing. And so I hope you're willing. Just hop in your car and come and see us. And we're going to worship together and praise God and be a part of what he is doing here in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Tammy Radetsky, again, she'll be the new facilitator for the Northwoods Living Hope, the shelter for women and children. And so much more, so much great work it sounds like they've done at Shirley's House of Hope in Marshfield. Everything she's learned and taking that to the Northwoods. Again, learn more about the concert. Go to WIB.com under events. Click on Ben Fuller Concert February 10th at Phillips High School. As Ben Fuller takes us out on Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO.
I ain't one to hide my stupid and my stubborn. I won't lie about the alleys where I've been. I won't ever try to cover all the lies that pulled me under, nearly buried in a box of my own sins.